saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today we have a very special show. But first, I want to acknowledge Neil Diamond for writing that wonderful song, and my favorite singer of all time, Elvis Presley, for singing it. It's probably not one of his more common ones, but I adore that song. Our special guest for the entire show is Sherilyn Harley Laban, who is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and a whole host of other things. And she is my guest for the whole show. Welcome back to segment two, Sherilyn.
Great to be with you.
So we were talking about the bias in colleges and media at the end of the previous segment, but we didn't really get to media much. We stayed somewhat on colleges. So I'd like to both shift to the media and shift to the larger issue of how much harder it is to raise our kids today, if you agree or not, given all the things that they get, I use the word, assaulted by throughout their education, starting with political correctness in kindergarten and elementary school, and then going all the way up through what might even be called propaganda and indoctrination in colleges. So the question is really twofold. I've given you a whole lot. Let's talk about the mainstream media bias and then the difficulty with parents. You go where you want with that intro.
Gosh, that's a lot.
I'm sorry.
Let me start with school,
okay?
Because I've got little ones, almost 6 and almost 9. And it seems like almost daily, Bruce, I come across something crazy happened on Twitter. You know, a little boy got suspended for bringing a water gun to school. One school, I can't remember which state, decided to hold a transgender day, which was pushed by the teachers.
Elementary school, I bet. In elementary school.
Elementary school. Oh, right. And a mom had to go up there. And, you know, it seems like parents today are spending a lot of time at school protesting. During the election last year, we had just a school not too far from me in Fairfax, Virginia, that did middle school, did Apple research for the Obama campaign on Romney, right? And then sent that information to the Obama campaign, right?
What kind of research did you call that? What kind of research did you call that?
Opposition research.
Oh, opposition research.
So they were doing the I'm sorry to use the colloquial terms here. They were doing opposition research on Romney for the Obama campaign. Actually, I'm not sure it was for the Obama campaign, but it was part of a class project, and then they so generously sent that info to the Obama campaign. You know, there's a continued assault on kids. You know, just a few weeks ago, the young man who was the valedictorian wanted to say the prayer and got into a lot of trouble. So it's just daily stuff, and I want to say daily that's happening.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so,
given the size of our country and the number of schools, absolutely.
Oh, yes. I think it's really hard for parents, and I'm going to speak for myself, to really raise your child in faith, with respect and integrity, and raise them to be strong, to be able to stand up the other kids who say, you know, why aren't you doing this and that? I think when we look at the onslaught in the media, the things that come on television, and really, I must tell you, yes, some of the Disney shows are just not appropriate. I don't like the way they talk to their parents in Good Luck Charlie, you know, Sweet Life on Deck. The parents are like nowhere to be found. The kids live on a cruise. But it's really the commercials, Bruce. The commercials are awful. The commercials are really bad. And then let me give you other things. You know, it's not just the media. It's not what's happening in school. But let's just take, for example, clothes, all right? I went to get my daughter some weekend clothes at Target because they wear uniforms during the week, so I don't have any struggles with clothes then. So I went, and I'm looking at the size 7-8 little clothes, the weekend pants and whatnot. And one of the pair of pants that I saw, Bruce, had juicy, the words juicy, written on the bum of the pants, in the seat of the pants.
For a nine-year-old?
Size 7-8.
Oh, you mean age 7-8. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, size 7-8 are the pants. Huh. And normally, you know, give or take a few years, your child's going to be age 7 or 8 wearing those pants, right? Depending on if your child's smaller size or larger size.
Well, look what the girls are wearing in middle school. It is absolutely...
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. So my question was, when I saw that, who would let their 7-year-old daughter wear a pair of pants that said juicy on the seat of the pants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, obviously,
but I gotta tell you, Bruce,
obviously a lot of parents
someone
are,
is buying them.
Right, exactly.
Okay? Because it's supply and demand. If somebody's not buying them, they're probably not going to make them. All right? So someone is buying them. So it's media. It's what's happening, you know, at school. It's going into the Target and seeing what I consider to be very inappropriate clothes. And, I mean, this is the world we live in 2013. And I'll tell you, as a parent, it's pretty difficult. And you need to be focused and discipline and relentless in how you raise your children.
You know, a man I respect greatly, and later we're going to talk about teaching our kids politics and who might be our mentors, but one of my mentors in life and in politics is Dennis Prager, who's a well-known national talk show host. And
sure.
When I was when I was a newborn father, or when my firstborn was very young, I attended a lecture about parenting that he gave. And this was nearly 20 years ago. And he was already, the internet was just beginning, and all the technology we now have was, you know, at its nascent stage. And he did basically say that raising kids today is infinitely harder than when his parents raised him. And his main argument was that the institutions that we should trust in raising and educating and informing our kids no longer are trustworthy. So he went down the list: television, radio, music, schools. Every single one of them, when he was growing up in the 50s, were places that his parents didn't particularly have a worry that he, being raised as an Orthodox Jew, would be not allowed to respect his Judaism, would be denied the Ten Commandments, the Pledge of Allegiance. When he went to the local movie theater, they didn't worry about what the movie was. When he watched The Ed Sullivan Show or Superman or Leave It to Beaver or The Rifleman or any of the popular shows of his era, there was nothing that they had to worry about. And maybe the biggest concern his parents had is the Beatles, when they came out, and their incredible long hair. And if you look back at the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, you kind of go, what's with the, that's not long hair. So we now have to worry about all of these things no longer supporting our values, if they happen to be mainstream, not even that conservative values, but we have all the other technological things that have intruded as well. So I'm in total agreement, and he really gave me food for thought way at the beginning of my parenting journey. You're right at the early stages, too. I want to ask you, back to school, is I suppose you're fine with your kids learning all about sex ed in third grade?
No, not at all, and this is why I have my children in faith-based schools,
Because
we're not going down that path there.
I remember they at least sent home a notice when my kids were in elementary school about that they're going to have a sexual education thing for my 7-year-old or my 9-year-old. We could opt out. I don't know if you're even allowed to opt out anymore. They send home any notices of it. But there were a number of times.
I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I also remember when that piece of propaganda that Al Gore made about global warming, when that came out, that was a required movie in school in our district.
Mm.
And they didn't have the countervailing opinion. They just had his propaganda. So we will continue this after a break, because you and I can talk forever, but we do have to take a break.
We can.
So let's stay tuned, and we'll move on to other topics after these messages.
But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.